mean, Paul wasn't shy about that. There are benefits to being single. And so that's one thing we can do is to celebrate the idea of godly living as a single person, if that's God's will for your life.
From Walking in Grace, this is the Straight Truth Podcast, Christian truths in an increasingly secular world.
Well, thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast, a podcast designed to answer challenging questions on doctrine and on living out your faith in your homes, in your churches, and in your workplaces. I'm your host, Josh Philpott, and as always, I'm joined by Pastor Richard Caldwell of Founders Baptist Church. Once again, we would love to hear your questions and comments as it relates to this episode. So if you're watching from YouTube or Facebook, just leave a comment for us right below that video. But you can also send questions to us from our website, straighttruth.net. There you will find links to all of our previous episodes, as well as merchandise and contact information. With that, let's get to the question for this episode. Well, in our churches, we have classes and programs for children. We often have those sort of classes for married couples, elderly. But we often don't have what some people would say a place for singles in our ministries. And maybe that's true of some churches, certainly not true of our church here. But our question has to do with how does a church or maybe a pastor, how does one minister to singles in the church? They're obviously in a situation, sort of an in-between situation, neither here nor there. They were once an adolescent, now they're maturing. And they're maybe wanting to be in a different place, such as a married person, and sort of in this in-between a stage of life. How do you minister to singles? What sort of advice do you have to them? And maybe what can the church do broadly?
Well, I hope I will grow in my ability to minister to singles, and I pray that our church will as well. It is a difficult time for people. I think some of that has to do with wrong perspectives, even in the church, of singleness. You know, our expectation is that everyone is going to get married, and that certainly is the norm. But the result of that is that sometimes I think we can contribute to singles feeling like there's something wrong with them, especially if they're older and they're not yet married. Where do I fit in? Who can I hang out with? Again, if you're not college age, you know, if you're in your mid-30s or your 40s and you're not married, it can lead to a sense of isolation and loneliness. And so I think one of the things we can do is just teach what the Bible teaches about the benefits of singleness. I mean, Paul wasn't shy about that. There are benefits to being single. And so that's one thing we can do is to celebrate the idea of godly living as a single person, if that's God's will for your life. So I think that's one thing that we can do. I think another thing we can do is and this is not just true with singles, is to decompartmentalize our churches, to realize that God has designed His church in such a way that we are all meant to contribute to each other's lives in our various stages of living. We have older people in our church, we have younger people in our church. To compartmentalize the church in such a way where all the young people spend time together and all the older people spend actually misses the point of a lot of New Testament teaching about fathers and young men, older men, young women, older women, and how they interact with each other and contribute to each other's lives. And so I think we include singles into that issue. What we could say is beware all the classes being for married people and then having a special class for singles. Can we set up something where singles are as welcome in your Bible study class as somebody who's married? And they feel that way. And everyone feels that way. The married people expect it, and the single people expect it. If we can, you know, foster that kind of mindset, then we will better minister to single people.
What are some of the advantages or blessings of being single in the ministry?
Freedom, with respect to time, with respect to travel, freedom with respect to concerns. You and I as married men, we've spent our lives concerned about how to provide for a wife, how to provide for children. In marriage, in family life, there are relational needs. And so you and I have to come home in the evening and we think about that.
Right.
A single person doesn't deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom with respect to finances. We have financial obligations as married men, families. A single person, if he or she is wise with their finances, will probably have much more flexibility to invest in kingdom work. When you think about the mission field, when you think about going places to serve Christ, much more difficult to uproot an entire family than to uproot a single wife. Mm-hmm. Singles will especially show its advantages in times of persecution and trouble. Mm. If serious persecution were to ever break out in our country, you know, beyond disapproval and words, and you're dealing with things like possible prison sentences or execution, someone who's single has far less to concern themselves with than someone who's married.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at the advantages that Paul in 1 Corinthians, for example, will talk about with respect to singleness, just apply those to our culture and to our own lives, and they still hold true.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I would say. I would say to teach what the Bible teaches about the benefits of singleness, to stop treating single people as if they're not really into life yet until they get married,
mm-hmm.
to construct our churches in a way that actually accords with Scripture, so we stop compartmentalizing the church as much as we have and make it more free-flowing in terms of how ministry can occur, and then to remind our single people that these benefits the Bible talks about will certainly prove to be true when circumstances become more difficult in our culture.
Thanks again for joining us for the Straight Truth Podcast. We hope you've enjoyed this episode. Now, we'd love for you to share this podcast and others with friends and family. And the easiest way to do that is by going to our website, straighttruth.net, where you can find links to all of our social media channels. So be sure to like and subscribe to one of those channels and pass the word along. Also, if you could go to the iTunes podcast section and leave us a review, that will help us spread the word about this podcast. And if you would like to help us find ways to continue to produce this podcast, you can find more information by going to the website again, straighttruth.net. Now, Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.